Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Happy Monday to you that have tuned in. This is Apostolic Prophet Willann Miller. So glad that you tuned in. So glad to see another day. Another day the Lord has spared us. Another day the Lord has kept us. And I want to add this to this is your breakthrough. Let's decree breakthrough today. Let's decree new boundary. Let's decree new incitement, enlightenment, knowledge, and revelation. This is the day we're going to believe God for fresh manna. And we just thank and praise the Lord. I always thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong, who is the host of Collision Broadcast. I thank and praise the Lord for him. And I thank the Lord and him for allowing us to play a part in it. And I tell you, I love Jesus. How about you? I love Jesus. I thank the Father for Jesus. I thank God that Jesus was willing and obedient even unto his death. And it's because of Jesus I can face not only today, whatever today brings, whatever problem, I can face it today. And because of his victory, and he said that we are more than conquerors, I can conquer. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. You, my brother and sister, you are to overcome too. And guess what? If you haven't been born again, you guess what? You can be born again. It's not a time or age limit on how old or how long you have been out away from God before you can receive Jesus. You can receive him today. Again, we just thank and praise the Lord for this day, and I just thank and praise the Lord for victory. I thank God for a desire to read his word, a student of his word. I love the word of God, and I thank and praise the Lord. The more I walk with the Lord, I'm understanding now when one of the reasons I believe God had it put in the Bible, Matthew 4, when Jesus was led of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil, to give us an idea of what we need to do when we're being tempted of the enemy. The enemy is the one to bring the temptations. But I thank and praise the Lord that the Bible, really, y'all, the Bible just, I'm just in awe and amazed, the love of God, how much God loves us. And I am so grateful for it. I mean that I am just so grateful. I thank God for technology, how he done fixed it, that we can sit at our home at our computer and we can share the gospel with all over the world. I mean, I thank and praise the Lord for that, you know. In the time that we living in, I truly believe we're living in the last days. Where I know when Paul was here, he said, and he even told Timothy, we were living in the last days. But I believe we're more closer to the time now than ever that Jesus gonna return. The Bible don't tell us specific the date, but it do tell us what we can look forward to, signs of his coming. So I just thank and praise the Lord this day. And I do have a word for you. I just thank and praise God for the word that the Lord have pressed upon my heart. When we was talking back here some weeks ago, maybe a month ago, about the covenant, God, we started talking about the importance of getting the knowledge and understanding about the covenant. And my last week, God had me to talk about the purpose of praise and worship. I wanted to continue in that, but you that are ministers and student ministers of the gospel, you know, we have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit know what the people need to hear. He know what they need, when they need it. So I'm being led by the Spirit. When I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, about healing was part of the covenant. Healing was part of the covenant. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, but healing is part of our covenant from God. So we're gonna be in the scriptures, and we're gonna be reading. We're gonna read some scriptures about the covenant. Yeah, I'm turning pages. Prophet Miller do that. I'm good at turning pages. I like for you to put your eyes on it. I don't like for you just to take what somebody says, because that's something the Lord did with me years ago. Really, when I first got saved, the Lord said that to me. He said, I want you to put your eyes on it. I want you to see it. And it really makes a difference when you and I put our eyes on what God's word say. Yeah, it really makes a difference. You know, some people say, I can just take what somebody and say, God don't want you always just taking what other people say. Let me pray before I get in this, because I get excited and I just go on and on. I pray to God, help me that I don't talk so fast that you don't really hear and really get really hear what the Lord is saying. Father, it's in the Master's name of Jesus. First, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for this broadcast and broadcast over the world. I thank you for this time, God. I thank you, Father, for this time. I even pray in the beginning, even if Jesus said, when they said, teach us how to pray, and he began with saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And Father, here's my desire is, well, and I come in agreement with your will, that we will give word to bring enlightenment, encouragement to thy people in this hour. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways. I bind and cancel every demon assignment that would try to interfere with this broadcast. I decree, Father, that you will cause us by the way of the Holy Spirit, that you will cause us to hear. The hearers will hear what the Spirit is saying to them in this hour and this time. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in Exodus, as I stated, I'd like for you to put your eyes on it. We're going to be talking about healing. Because as the time draw nigh to Jesus to come back, there's a lot of sickness, there's a lot of disease, terminal illness and things. But we need to know that God done already took care of our healing. Our health, you know, and that's why it's so important that we need to get in the Bible and search out the scriptures. The Lord rebuked me some couple of days ago. I thank God for Pastor Dylan Brooks. I've been listening at him and following him on YouTube and for a while now. And my faith have really increased when it come down to divine health and divine healing. Because, like I said, there too again, our faith began where the will of God is known, which is the word of God. You can't put faith in God to do something if you don't know what God said about it. Now, I know some people, they just take on what people tell them and say, well, so-and-so said it. But you need to have a sure foundation. You need to be able to put your eyes on what God's word say. Now, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that we have a better covenant with better promise. We're in the new dispensation of Christ. Now, I'm taking to Hebrews, the 23rd chapter, and I want you to look at the 25th through the 26th verse. I want you to see this. I want you to see this because you need to know what God's word say. I want you to hear me. You need to know what God's word say. And like I said, it's about healing. It's about healing because this was the promise that God made to the children of Israel. And like I said, we got a better covenant. Okay, I'm just going to read the 25th and the 26th verse. I'm not going to read all of it, but it'll do you good to read in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verses 20 through 33rd verse. It will do you good because, like I said, where do the will of God begin? It's where the word of God, where the will of God is his word. Okay, in that 25th verse, I'm in Exodus 23 and 25. I'm going to read 25 and 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness, it says, sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing catch their youth, nor be buried in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I want you to see this. There too again, like I said, I want you to see this because as born-again believers, and I want you to hear me, his God will for all mankind or all humans to be healed. Whether you save or not save, I want you to hear me. That's the love of God. You know, just because it's God will for certain things to be humanity, God is not, and y'all hear me mention this a lot later on the air, God is not going to violate or override your will. That's one of the biggest things that hinder us from receiving from God. It's our will as well as our ignorance. And Hosea 4:6 said God would not have us to be ignorant of Satan's device. You know, God said his people will perish because of lack of knowledge. I'm sorry. And Hosea 4:6 he said it's not God's will for us to be ignorant. He tell us, excuse me, it tell us if we resist knowledge, God will resist us. But we talking about healing. I want you to hear me. We talking about healing. I want you to know it's God's will for us to be healed. Hear me. It's God's will for you, my brother and my sister, to be healed. And God and people, he will connect in his healing and everything to their devotion, their wholehearted commitment to God. But I want to really get that down. The next scripture is a very familiar passage of scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 53. These scriptures support the will of God for your life. You know, the Lord told me as I was in the process, God told me, he said, you done got used. And I take some prescription. I have three that I take. And the Lord told me, he said, you done got comfortable. You done got immune to taking the medicine. Now, I'm not telling you that it's wrong to take medicine. Please hear me. I'm not telling you it is not a sin for you to take medicine because God wants us healed. Some people have, some of us, we develop more faith and confidence in prescription or better yet in medicine, and we do God's word. Yeah, God gave man the knowledge and the woman the knowledge. Like I said, I want us to keep this. I want you to really understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a sin to go to the doctor. I'm not saying it's a sin to have surgery. I'm not saying none of that. But I'm saying as the time grows nigh, if you look at it, you see sickness and disease, it's increasing on the land more now than ever. And God always will prepare us for something before it happens. He said, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will reveal things to us to come. And this time he began to put, he said, you need to increase your knowledge. If I increase my knowledge about the will of God when it comes down to sickness and disease, I would not be an easy prey to sickness and disease. I would be able to resist it. Are you with me? The more knowledge you get about what God's word say. Now, the Bible say in James 4, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Well, you don't have no resisting power if you don't know what God say in his word. Okay? And Isaiah 53, like I said, very familiar passage of scripture. And at this time, Isaiah would come out and report who would believe it because a lot of Jews did not believe about what God said about Jesus. Just like it is today, a lot of people don't believe and trust what is written in the Bible because we have so many different Bibles, so many different translations. I read a lot of translations, but I had to learn to let the Holy Spirit lead me to make sure it's giving me a more in-depth and not taking me away for what God's word is saying. Okay? Are you following me? But I'm telling you, you need more knowledge. So when sickness and disease show up, you will be on your post. And some of those things that you'll be on the wall. You'll be able to resist it and say, first of all, I know this is not the will of God. And like I said, God let me know. He said, you get immune to taking those prescriptions. He said, when are you going to just believe me and trust me according to what my words say? You know, and you know, back here when he showed it to me, I began to meditate. I began to seek out and study and find out more about it. And like I said, thank God for Billy Brooke. He have increased, my knowledge have increased about healing, my understanding how to not only believe it, but how to receive it. You know, the enemy fight us more about salvation, healing, and money. Anybody cry? I found that after I got saved, he fight me more once I get saved about prosperity and health, you know. Because he don't care. He'd rather for you that some kind of sickness come upon you and you just die and get you out the way, you know. But I'm about like Paul, we is needed on the earth. I truly believe each person have assignment, and I believe they have a set time. As the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it's a time to die. I believe it's a time to live. It's a time to die. I believe that. But I don't want to rush my time away. But anyway, in Isaiah 53, let's drop down. Like I said, these are familiar passage scriptures that you and I have heard. If you don't, you're hearing it for the first time, okay. But in Isaiah 53, I'm going to start at the third verse, and I'm going to read all the way down to the sixth verse. It says, he is despised and rejected amidst, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hide as it was our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he abhorred our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him strictly smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. Jesus didn't just only make a way. Jesus didn't just make a way for our salvation, but he made provision for everything that we have need on the earth. Apostle Peter said, God have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Now, a lot of saints is not experiencing everything that he done made way for us to have. I'm still growing in knowledge myself. You know, something God has promised, I have is yet to experience it or walk in it. But my goal is to get to that place, okay? And he said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, this is what Isaiah said. Now, if you go to 1 Peter 2:24, now, Isaiah said, we are healed. Peter said, we were healed. Peter looking back at the cross. Isaiah looking forward to the cross. And so there, too, again, like I said, you need to know, is God will for me to be healed? Now, I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation, the Amplified hit just like it just put a boom on it. You know, we're going to go to Isaiah 53. But like I said, we want to talk about that because we're going to go back and the Lord let me know. Go back and read up on some of the things that Jesus did in the four Gospels when it came down to healing. And what you got to realize, all them people that, majority of the people that were healed in the four Gospels, a lot of them people weren't saved. So that's what I'm saying. His God will, even if you're not saved, it's still God will for you to be healed. That's the love of God. God loves everybody. He just ain't everybody's father if you haven't accept his son, the one that he sent to deliver and set us free from sin. Well, he's still God to you. But if you don't receive Jesus, then he is your heavenly father. And he is God ain't only a good God, but he's a good father. He's merciful. He's patient. But we shouldn't take his grace and mercy lightly. Okay, I'm in Isaiah 53. Like I said, I'm going to read the first three verses. And Isaiah 53 from the Amplified. It says, he was despised and rejected and forsaken by men. a man of sorrow and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hid their face, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Like I said, a lot of the Jews, a lot of his family members, they didn't receive Jesus. They did not receive him. They mocked him. It was the one that claimed to know the law that crucified him. And that's why we, as born-again believers, we, especially in the hour and the time we're living in, because the Bible tells us that many are going to be deceived. Jesus said that in Matthew 24. He said, take heed to what you hear. Don't let nobody deceive you. And it said in that 24th verse, he talked about the prophets. He said there are going to be many false prophets, and they're going to deceive many people. And that's why, my brother and sister, you need to be a student of the Word. Get in the Word. I know this young lady, she used to couldn't read good. She got saved, and now she can read the Bible real good. I'm proud of her. And that's the way it is for you and I. You need to read it for yourself. Look down at the fourth verse. He says, surely he hath borne our grief, sickness, weakness, and distresses. Weakness, sickness with S on it. Weakness with S on it. Distress with S on it. Carry our sorrows in pain of punishment. Yet we ignorantly consider him strictly smitten and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our guilt, iniquities, the chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes, that wound, we are healed and made whole. Okay? There too, again, like I said, I want you to see this because it's so important. Put your eyes on it. Put your eyes on it so you won't walk out of here to where that's what Apostle Miller said. No. This is what God says. It's God's will for you to be here. I don't care how long you done dealt with some kind of illness, sickness, a disease, or some pain. It's still God's will. You can be here today. You can be set free today in Jesus' name. You need to know that. Like the Lord told me, he said, and you just think out of me to show is. It's more easy to hop and pop a pill than it is to just take it, get in there, believe your word, and stand on your word for it, God. And y'all, you know, we as human, we like to ease the way out. Come on now, we don't like things complicated. Or better yet, what we consider it's hard. We like the easy way of everything. That's flesh. But see, the Bible tells us to walk in the spirit and we won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. My flesh is the enemy to God. My flesh don't want to please God. My flesh want to be independent of God. It don't want me to depend on God. My flesh is an open door to the enemy. Our flesh come in agreement with the devil. I want to do it when I want to do it. And I want it when I want it. That's the mindset of the flesh. Okay? As I state in 1 Peter 2 and 24, I want you to put your eyes on it. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It said, when he was reviled and insulted, he did not revive or offer insult in return. When he was abused and suffered, he made no threat of revenge. But he trusted himself in everything to him who judges fairly. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist to sin. Jesus removed and took away the sin nature. When we ask for forgiveness and receive Jesus, well, it do away with that sin nature. If you ain't saved, you have a sin nature. You just want to sin. You want to do those things contrary to what the will of God. You don't want nobody telling you what to do. Ain't that something? All of us have to deal with that. Once you come born again, you have to humble yourself to listen, to hear, obey, to listen at one of God's servants, okay? But he said that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wound, you have been healed. Listen, now to the natural, for Peter that said we have been healed, that means already healed. How you say that, Peter, when I'm experiencing all of this pain, I've been diagnosed with certain sickness and disease, and you saying I already been healed? He's talking about what Jesus did in the beginning when he bought back, when he came and reconciled us back to God, paid for mankind's sin. He was that lamb that was led to the slaughter like a sheep. He didn't even say a word. He was very silent. In the natural, at that time, back then, when sheep were led, they didn't put up a resistance. They didn't put up a fight. Where Jesus didn't put up a fight, he paid it for you and I. But like I said, you can't believe God for healing, a deliverance, if you don't know what God said about it. You can't put up a resistance, a fight against sickness and disease if you believe God put it on you. Now, I was told as a child that God put sickness on you to humble you. That's not scripture. Honey, God's going to put you on your bed of affliction. Now, I read one scripture in Revelation about the spirit of Jezebel, you know. But listen, God don't do that. God is a good God. So that's why I want you to see this. I want you to see it. Put your eyes on it. Put your eyes on it so you will see it. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to the King James Version, and we're going to go to Matthew 4 and 23. I want you to see when the people in the gospel came alive, I got knowledge of seeing power and demonstration of Jesus' healing. I want you to see how they responded to it. Go to Matthew 4 and 23. I want to see how they responded. And you know, I find out sometimes, you know, if you ain't got some knowledge and understanding, like I said, some people just get a meal, I'm just going to be sick. One of my siblings, we didn't get into debate, but we had, we disagreed about when it come down to dying with illness. One of my siblings always said, well, I'm going to eat what I want to eat because ain't nobody that's going to have a natural death. You're going to die with some kind of sickness or some kind of disease. I disagree with that. And my disagreement is based upon what the word says. But like I said, Paul said, don't be conformed to this world. The world wants you to believe that you have to be sick. Even after you get a certain age, I was in healing school one day, and this bishop, and I can't recall what that scripture is. I'm going to have to go back and look it up again. But he talked about Bonzilla. When King David wanted to bless him, he told David he had got old, he was sick and all that, and he just couldn't go and receive his inheritance. See, the enemy wants you to believe, you know, when you get a certain age. I thank and praise the Lord. I'm 67 now, looking forward for 68, 69, 70, if Jesus tarry. I'm looking forward to live a long life with satisfaction, not with discomfort, no peace, but I'm believing the Lord based upon what his words say. But, you know, people tell you to, now, and when you get over your 40, late 40s, or getting 50, from then on out, you, honey, you're going to experience some pains in your body you ain't never experienced. You ain't going to be able to do what you used to do. See, they when people put that in your mind, you start conforming to that. That ain't what the Bible say. The Bible say, he'll renew my youth like the eagle. And that's what I believe God for. Every day I believe God to give me the strength to get out there and do what I need to do, that I can walk, that I can, with his help, I can help myself, you know. But see, a lot of people conform to that because you don't hear somebody say it, somebody in your presence or somebody in your surroundings, they done said that you got to be sick. You got to die with some kind of disease. And I'm going to tell you what. I have taught on this before, but not in the depths we're going now. I've been in the conversation. You know what some people say? Well, my mama, my daddy, my auntie, somebody, so-and-so in my family died with it. Listen, I'm not debating that, you know. But listen, my faith is based upon the promise of God. When I talk about what God said about sickness and disease and divine health is based upon what the words say. Like I said, faith begins where the will of God is known. Now, God tell me I don't have to be walking around here with sickness and disease. I choose to take his word for it. Why? He created me. He knows what's best for me. And it's clear to him. But see, a lot of times, when we done took on what other people say, you believe it, that can put a damping on your faith. That can cause you not to believe. Well, you know, and I don't like for the doctor to say it, but they do. The first thing that you go in there and they ask you what's going on, and they find out maybe you're dealing with high blood pressure, cholesterol, something. Then they say, did anybody in your family, any of your, what did your parents have? What did they die with? Did they have this? Did they? And you know, and then they'll take that. They were saying from that, that's a, the lineage that it, that means that you got to have. Where the Bible said, I've been redeemed from the curse. When you go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it tells us that we've been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3 tells us that Jesus redeemed you and I from the curse. Sickness and disease is a curse. Hear me. Sickness and disease is a curse. You do not have to have it. The Bible tells me when they came out of Egypt, there was not one feeble person among them, weak or sickness. They were, now, if you looked at the Ten Commandments, I looked at it too. They had this little man walking, and all you could see is his rib cage. I mean, his bones and stuff. I mean, he was like a walking skeleton with a little bit of flesh. That is not scripture. And if you take on that mindset and conform to it, then you'll start, when the enemy had a little, you know, put a pain to someone, you well, you know, that's just a sign, you know, when you get old, you know, I'll see. And then, not only that, I hear people saying all the time in my family, and sometimes God won't let me respond. Honey, what's wrong with you? Honey, my arthritis acting up. My room, old girl, my sinus, my dust. Why you don't put a name on it? And you saying straight out, I don't believe Jesus took it. Oh, yeah, that's what you say. You saying, I don't believe Jesus took it. Well, he did take it. Like I said, it's the enemy is trying to put doubt and unbelief because he know when we pray, if we have any doubt or unbelief, we're not going to receive. Come on now. The good news is, let me go. Okay, where that, Lord? Luke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you love the Lord? I know you do. Thank you, Jesus. We put our eyes on. We ain't just taking, we put our eyes on. Terry said, oh, she making us put our eyes on. She telling we got, I'm telling you, you need to know what God say about you. Come on, somebody. You need to know. You don't need to just take what somebody said. You need to know. You need to be able to see it with your own eyes. Yes, I'm turning the pages. But you need to know. You need to see it. You need to be able to put your eyes on it. You need to be able to put your eyes on it. Are you hearing me? But like I said, I don't hear some people say, well, honey, you know that it's God's will for you to be sick and your grandparents and all of Uncle Jew and all of them had. Well, I'm sorry that Uncle Jew them had it or whoever had it. And I'm not being little of my ancestors because I love mine too. But I thank God for bringing me into the knowledge, the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation that I don't have to be sick. Now, people will not want to believe that. I know that's beyond some of your theology, but listen, you do not have to be sick. You do not have to live life. Now, listen, now Jesus said in St. John 10:10, I came that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. The thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, since Jesus came that I would have abundant life, ain't no way sickness, people with sickness and disease are dealing with any kind of pain and anger. That ain't no abundant life. That's not what he's saying. Come on now. Come on, get with me. Come on, get with me now. Now, since he came that we would have abundant life, if you walk around here with pain and stiffness in your body, come on now, come on, come on now, get with me. If you walk around here with any kind of pain in your body, if you walk around with any kind of pain in your body, you can't be experiencing the abundant life, my brother and my sister. And this is what we're trying to, we want to show you. His God, like I said, you're going to hear me when you, on my broadcast, you're going to see sometime Prophet Miller be turning pages looking for something. Because there too again, I want you to put your eyes on it. And sometimes I don't know what God's going to lead me. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I think I know. But sometimes I don't know what the Lord's going to lead me to read. I don't know sometimes. Sometimes here I think I'm going one way. A minister can tell you that. You think you're going one way and God will lead you another way. But I want you to see this here. I want you to see it's God's will for you and I to be healed. It ain't God's will for you to be on medicine the rest of your life. That's not the will of God. Well, Prophet Miller, while I ain't here, just kind of stick with me. We're going to try to answer some of your questions, you know. Now, you know, because I'm telling you, this is real. Now, I do notice, yeah, the enemy been trying to put certain pains in my body. Yes. But since I thank God for healing school, I go to healing school at Apostle McIntyre in Lancaster. You know, she have it really 3 times a month, the first and the third Tuesday and on Friday night. And she, you know, God done grace her with a lot of scripture, and I thank God for Kenny Copeland. He talk about it. Billy. I mean, you know, I thank God for other brothers and sisters in the Lord that God have anointed to help us, you know. Don't be so quick to just, well, honey, I don't believe that myself. Well, guess what? If you don't believe it, you're going to do without it. God ain't going to make you believe it. And I can't, and that's not my assignment. But my assignment to show it to you. But I want to show you what we're in Matthew 4:23 now. I wanted to show you it's God's will. It's God's will for you and I to be healed. In Hebrews 13:8, the Bible said Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. What do you mean by that? What he did back then, y'all, he's still doing it. No, Jesus not here in the flesh, but his spirit. And his name represent everything. The authority that Jesus walked in while he was on earth, well, his name carried that same authority, that same power. And he have given it to the believers. He have given us that authority that we can walk in. But you can't believe God for healing if you full of doubt and unbelief, and you rooted in, some people rooted and grounded in doubt and unbelief. I got to be sick. I got to die with something. That's the will of God. That is not the will of God, because it contradicted what his word saying. Okay? And I'm in Matthew 4:23. But I want you to see this. I want you to put your eye, there you too again, put your eyes on it. Because if over the years you done develop a lot of doubt and unbelief based upon what you done seen, people that had to die from certain illness, you know, cancer and heart attacks and strokes and with high blood pressure, I'm going to tell you, that's right there, that gonna interfere. And going to block you from believing God will for you to be well. You know, remember when we talked about this maybe a month ago, I showed you in the scriptures how certain sickness and disease, Satan was behind it. And we might go through that again, how Jesus was able to discern when Satan was at the root. Paul, remember the woman that was bent over, that Satan had bind this woman up for 18 years? And they got offended with Jesus because he loosed the woman. He said, see, is Satan done bound this woman up? Ought not, is she a daughter of Abraham? Ought not she be loosed? And don't you know God saying the same thing about you? If you are born again believer, You a seed of Abraham. You a daughter or you a son of God. I'll not you be loose. But the thing about it, a lot of time because of lack of knowledge. Hosea, my people is destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you have not gotten God's word and find out it's God's word, God will in his word, it's the same thing, that it's weird for you to be here. You just, you look around, and, well, you know, grandpa so-and-so and died with this and so-and-so and died. I have certain people in my family died with certain, I'm believing God that won't happen to me. I'm believing God that won't happen to me. Come on now. I know I'm going to die, but who said you got to die with sickness? Why can't it be just a natural cause? You just slept away. Well, you know, so-and-so, they was a man and woman got that. Look, I ain't got nothing. My faith is not in them. My faith is in what God's word says, and this is what messes up a lot of people. Stop taking on what other people say if it don't align with the word of God. See, we're talking about the good news, just the good news, the good news. Matthew 4:23. It says, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all matter of sickness and all matter of disease among the people. Do you see that? That's the will of God right there. Now, if sickness and disease is the will of God, Jesus was out of line with his Father. He was walking in disobedience. He don't been supposed to go around healing those that are sick. Look at it again. Look at it again. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now look what happened. Once people found out that Jesus was doing, look what they did. Look at 24. And his fame went through all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that was taken with divers diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, those that had palsy, and he healed them. Do you see that? He healed them. All these people was not saved, y'all. But when they heard about this man, well, healing all these people, I believe that we go, I can be healed. Remember the one with the issue of blood? Might be getting a little ahead of myself. The one with the issue of blood, she heard about this man, Jesus, coming through town, healing people. She said, I believe. If I just touch it, hear me as God, I believe it. Her faith, she believed. She put faith in the confidence in this man that had been going around healing people, who is Jesus. And she said, if I can just touch it, hear me as God, I believe I can be whole. She had spent all her money, and she still had a blood disease. Come on, somebody. I want you to see that. The King James in the 21, his fame went throughout. It went out. People heard about it. People heard about it. And once they heard about it, people said, you know what? I believe. If I go to this man, if I go to him, I can be healed. See, that's the thing. I'm trying to lay a foundation that you can get it out of your head that it's God's will for you to be healed, not to be healed. Some people got in there, it ain't God will. I guess I just had to go on the glory with this. Now, some people, the Bible said, men affliction of the righteous, the Lord delivered them out of all. And you have to be led by the Spirit. You know, I know one of my leaders, we were believing God and fasting for him, and they didn't receive on this side. Well, but they were delivered from all their affliction. They were delivered from the sickness and the disease. But my point is, we don't have to wait, y'all. We don't have to die with it. We can just die a natural cause because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment, we're going to die. That's just it. That's part of it. Part of life is dying. I know I'm going to die. But my goal is that Prophet Miller won't die with some kind of sickness or disease. But guess what? That ain't going to automatically happen. Because the enemy, once you come into the knowledge, what is the will of God, what God worries about your life. The enemy going to go to extreme measure. He going to fight you because he don't want you to walk in it. Hear me, my brother, my sister. He going to fight you. He don't want you to walk in it. He don't want you to experience or demonstrate what God's word say about you, because that way he lose ground. You think he having a heyday because God having me to minister this? And I done already covered, I done plead the blood of Jesus against counterattack because of this word that God given me to share with you all. Even before I came on the air with it, some things hit my body. I said, no, we ain't going down that road there, but I know by the stripes of Jesus, I am here. Jesus, I've already paid for it. I want it. It's mine. You ever seen that commercial? They were talking about, it's mine and I want it now. Well, guess what? Jesus paid for my healing over 2,000 years ago. I want it now. I want some knowledge. I want some understanding how to receive it. Then I have to learn how to maintain it. We got some people, God have healed you from things. And Billy Brooks, I quoted Brooks. He was talking about how some people got healed. God had him to lay hands. And then a couple months later, they found the same thing returned. Even some shared it. I've been down that road, and I didn't know what to do. I have seen God did amazing healing. Somebody got, but I didn't know what to do. But see, when the enemy do that, when the stronghold is broken, he gonna always try to come back, cause he trying to see if you fully persuaded you receive what you had. And some people, faith is, if ain't no pain there, then I'm healed. I know it's God will. That is not true. That is not the way it works. The Bible tells us to believe, then we'll see. Then we'll experience. You know, just like I found out. Like I said, there too, again, it's so important to be led by the Holy Spirit. I found out I don't ask God to heal me. I command healing to be. I can command what Jesus done already paid for. Well, I've been doing it for years. Ain't nothing happened. See, you already got that in your head. See, you letting the devil tell you that. See, a lot of times when God trying to bring fresh manna, fresh revelation and understanding to us, the enemy going to always try to intercept it with some kind of doubt. Oh, that ain't true. Remember, they fast and pray for you. We fast and pray for people in my family. And I seen some die and some lived a while, but sooner or later they die. But guess what? That ain't going to stop me from believing and trusting what God's word say. I'm in the Amplified. I'm going to read the same verse in Matthew 4. I'm going to read Matthew, that 23rd verse and that 24th verse. It said, and he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue. He told my Jesus that he is Jesus. Let me go and read the 22nd verse. It said, at once they left the boat and their father and joined Jesus as disciples. Died with him, parted, and followed him. He went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease. Listen, healing every disease and every weakness, infirmity among the people. So the report of him spread throughout Syria, and they brought him all who were sick. It didn't say whether they were saved or not saved, but brought them all. Even if you're a sinner, it's God's will for you to be well. It's not God's will for you to be having sickness and disease. But y'all, I'm telling you, the will of God, which is the word of God, I find out it don't just automatically happen because we in a fallen world. We got two kingdoms going on in this earth. The kingdom of God, kingdom of light, which is God. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness, which is Satan. In the kingdom of darkness. And I'm telling you, they at war. I'm telling you, they at war. Just like the sons of God is at war with the sons of darkness. We at war with one another. The spirit, I think it's in Ephesians 2, it says the spirit of disobedience at work. And I'm telling you, that's the way it works. But it's God's will for all men to be saved. But the enemy going to go to extreme edge to try to keep people from getting saved. Well, he's going to go to extreme edge to try to keep you in bed and in bondage with sickness and disease when you don't have to. And some of your faith and some people's faith, well, my uncle had it, my mama had it, my grandmama had it, and I'm not dishonor or disrespecting them, but they had to operate in the knowledge and the understanding that they had. That's the way that works. I loved it, my parents, both of my parents, all of my, I love them dearly. But I came in, I don't come into some knowledge. Thank God for other born-again believers, other men and women of God, that God done placed them, and thank God for the Holy Spirit that done opened my eyes up to this. And I'm saying the same thing to you. If it, I had to, you got, listen, you have to train and discipline yourself. And get your mind renewed and keep. If it don't agree with the word, I ain't accepting it. I ain't getting here overnight. It was a process. And some things I still have to kind of wrestle with. But you have to make it up in your mind. God is not going to do that for you. Because you got a will. Now, if you will sit around and watch the TV 10 hours a day for 7 days, that ain't God's fault. But when the enemy comes, with these pains and all of this stuff, well, guess what? You ain't got no resistance. Well, maybe just God will. You know, I used to go down that road before I got healed of migraine headache. Now, some people say, oh, child, that ain't that. Oh, it was something to me because I would have for 2 or 3 days. They were about to release me from a job because of it. I'm about to be released from a job because of migraine headache. I mean, for days, something. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't stand the light, couldn't stand the sun. I'm telling you, it was terrible. Even if the pills wouldn't happen, the prescription, that wouldn't happen. Thank God for healing. And that started the ball rolling. And like I told you, when I found out, when I first got saved, how the enemy kept putting sickness on me. Time to get through one thing, he'd slap me with something else. It started the ball rolling. But listen, you have to get in him. And read this word back. But that's what he said. So the report, I'm in the 24th verse, Matthew 4 and 24 and Amplified. So the report of him spread it throughout all Syria, and they brought him all who were sick, those afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those under the power of demon, epileptic, and paralyzed people, and he healed them. He even specified what kind of sickness they were dealing with. But it said Jesus healed them all. It's not too late for you to receive healing. It's not too late. Part of salvation is healing, prosperity. Are you hear what I'm saying? Come on now. And I want to go to Mark. Mark shared the same thing. Mark 1:32. I'm serious. I want to take my time because you know, I find out sometimes people want to go in the healing service, they receive healing. But like I said, if you ain't got some knowledge that Satan's going to try to bring that thing back, I want you to hear me. If you don't know how to maintain, it's just like with salvation. You know, you get saved and then all, the bottom fall out. But if you don't know what to do and how to maintain it, that's why we got lukewarm Christians today. Some of them, they just go to church. It's the thing to do. They go and all they want to do is get their emotions stirred up. I want to feel something. No, I go to church. I want to receive. I want to be delivered. I don't want just the presence of God. I want the blood. I want the anointing. The Bible said the yoke, by the yoke. I mean, by the anointing, the yoke will be destroyed. You ought to want some. You ought to want to come. I'm going to church today, and this thing that been nagging me, this habit that I've been doing, I'm believing God that by his anointing, he's going to destroy that yoke. Y'all, that's what Christianity is. It ain't about, oh, just putting on your Sunday best and going to church. And, oh, honey, I felt the presence of God. And come back home and fall right back into the same habit. Y'all, come on. Jesus didn't come just for that. Hallelujah. What I told y'all? I was at Mark 1. This might be the last one for today. Mark the first chapter, verses 32. We talk about how Jesus, now this is what Google Mouth said. He said, okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm just going to start at the 29th verse, and we're going to stop. It's in forthwith when I'm in Mark 1 and 29. It's in foremost when they will come out of the synagogue, they enter into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. The Simon's wife, mother lay sick of a fever in her nose. They tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately, talking about Jesus, and immediately the fever left her and she ministered to them. Look at the 32nd verse. And at evening when the sun did set, they brought unto all that was diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city were gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Tell about Jesus. See, Jesus knows. Jesus knows what his assignment was. But we got a lot of believers. They don't know it. They waiting on the apostle. They waiting on the prophet. Don't get me wrong. Each one of them have their part to play. They waiting on the apostle. They waiting on the prophet. St. Mark, the 16th chapter, these signs will follow them that believe. Jesus said it. That 17th verse, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Listen, he said, James, for if any are sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil. Pray the prayer of faith. Y'all, this is what we supposed to be doing. Now, if you ain't guilty, don't worry about it. But as a born again, you ain't got to be an apostle or prophet to lay hand on the sick. But you do need to get the word of God in you. Hear me good. Don't be trying to lay on. Well, Prophet Miller said, go read it. Put your eyes on it. Believe it. Receive it. Now, don't just go out here and do it because you read it. See what God's word is saying to you. You don't have to deal with that sickness and disease. Like I said, regardless, I know some of mine have died with certain disease too, but that don't stop me. When I found out what God said, and even now I'm still talking to God about certain things, and I'm telling God said this hand. God is a God of integrity. God don't lie. Whatever God said, he'll do it. He said in Isaiah, wherever I send my word, it will prosper in the thing that I send it. He said that. We have a problem with believing. The reason why a lot of people have a problem with receiving, you got a problem with believing. You got to believe before you can receive it. My time is up. Father, in the name of Jesus first, I'm asking you to forgive us as born-again believers that got immune to prescription, and we done got lazy, and some is not trying to believe and trust you or find out what you say about sickness and disease. Even though Jesus done paid the price, some done got lazy and immune, and the enemy want them to believe that they got this habit. Father, forgive us for that doubt and unbelief, for being lazy. Father, help us. Help us when the Holy Spirit is trying to bring that conviction, to bring in a fresh manner from him. Help us to receive it in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against counterattack that will try to come to interfere with this knowledge, this fresh manner from heaven that those that tune in have received. I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I commit them to you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to continue with this on Thursday. Don't miss Thursday. We're going to take up what we just left off because God wants you here. It was apostolic prophet Willie M. Miller. Enjoy the rest of your day.